So we continue in the seventh chapter of Bodhicaya Avatara on the diligence chapter, the stanza number 17 onwards. So the first, those who think that I have no capacity, I cannot, you know, I cannot achieve it. I cannot possibly become enlightened. I cannot, you know, I don't have that kind of a capacity in me. I'm too ignorant, I'm too weak, I don't have that. If people think like that, that's the worst kind of laziness. So therefore, the Buddha said, Daki Shanchup Kalashi Jilupana Mizate Ditrate Yin Hepana Dembasung Dende Sung Dambu Shadang Pongata Tegin Sumbur Konchurba Tejun Trembi Topsina Shanchup Tokalame Top. Dātā rīcī mīrśīlā pēndu nūpī ngōshībī shōngchū shūpā mātōnā dāgī shōngchū jī mētō. So this three kind of stanzas. So in 17, oh, but how could I become enlightened? Don't excuse yourself with such despondency. The Buddha who declares the truth has truly spoken and proclaimed that if they bring forth strength and perseverance, even bees and flies and gnats and grubs will gain supreme enlightenment so hard to find. So, you know, that state of mind, that laziness, you know, laziness of, you know, kind of belittling yourself or looking down yourself. I cannot do this. I have no capacity. How can I become enlightened? It's impossible. You know, you should not think like that. You should not think like that because, you know, the way our mind is, you know, our mind is a limitless thing. It has, we are not using, all of us actually, are not using even a very, very small, you know, capacity of our mind. We have, if you look at our mind in a more, you know, direct way, it has the capacity to know. It has the capacity to understand what is what. We can learn. Anybody can learn. It takes sometimes more time for some people to learn, sometimes less time to learn, but if you train and train hard enough, anybody can learn. So therefore, you know, we have that capacity, we have the wisdom within us, a capacity to learn, a capacity to know, and the possibility to train. You know, we can train. And all of us has also some positive state of our mind, some kindness. some good wishes, some compassion, some positive emotions, thoughts. And that can be cultivated, that can be developed, and that can become limitless compassion, limitless kindness, and limitless. So therefore, if you look at the true nature of how our mind is, the mind of the most kind of a stupid person and the most enlightened, its nature is same. It has knowing capacity, it has, you know, some positive side, like kindness, compassion, like that, wisdom and compassion. A little bit of is there. So therefore this can be developed, this can be awakened. So therefore Buddha said that, you know, he proclaimed that if anybody trains with their, you know, all force, strength, and do it, you know, continuously, perseverance. If somebody has perseverance, diligence, if he keep on doing it, keep on doing it, keep on doing it, you know, anything, there is nothing which it doesn't become easier and easier if you keep on doing something. Even the most difficult things, if you keep on doing, keep on doing, keep on doing, and it will become easy for you to do it. So therefore Buddha said that even bees and flies and gnats and grubs, you know, insects, the most kind of the smallest, most, you know, seemingly insignificant, most stupid, can also, Buddha said, eventually become enlightened. The fly is now in the body of fly, and maybe the fly cannot understand what we try to say, but fly can also feel, you know, and a little bit can become better. And the fly may not live long, it might die in a few days or something like that, but then it will take another birth. Could be the next time, in a more kind of a capacity, more suitable. And so therefore, eventually, everybody can become enlightened, supreme bliss, Sahaja. So if that is the case, you know, if that is the case, then, and if by birth and lineage of humankind I am able to distinguish good from evil or ill and do not leave aside the bodhisattva deeds, why should I not attain the state of Buddhahood? So even those kind of, you know, seemingly, you know, like insignificant things, like a fly or, you know, whatever, has that capacity to even become fully enlightened if they keep on training life after life after life. Then what to talk about me, you know? I'm already a human being. I was born as a human being. Human beings are one of the kind of the most capable beings, you know, at least on the earth. You know, we can understand, we can listen to things, we can learn, we can imitate, we can speak, we can ask questions, we can see, we can hear, we can smell, we can, you know, feel, we can do lots of things. We have a big brain, you know. So if I, as a human being, and I have the capacity to know what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is not good, you know. I know that if I do this thing, it is going to be harmful to other people. It's not going to be good for people around me. Or if I do this again and again, it will not be good for me. I understand. I also understand that if I do these things, I act like this, and if I, you know, I can do help, I can help others, I can help myself. I can distinguish what is good, what is not good, what is right, what is wrong. You know, I have already that much wisdom in me. And then I also know that what other people like, what other people need, you know, I want to be loved, and I know everybody wants to be loved. So therefore, you know, I've experienced love of my parents, or you know, people who love me, who has been kind and who has helped me and treated me well. I can do that also to other people. So therefore, if I train, I can train much better than, you know, this kind of bees and flies and gnats and things like that, or even better than many other, even bigger and more intelligent beings. So why can I not? You know, I of course can. So therefore I should never think that I don't have the capacity. If I don't have capacity, I will start to, you know, I will start to train and, you know, and become, you know, more able, you know, train again and again, so until I become able, and then I can develop those things. So therefore, it's not about whether I have the capacity or not. The question is, is it really necessary for me to do it? And am I really willing to train myself? That's the whole point. So therefore, you know, I need to train, because if I don't do something, you know, I will remain in this way. All my negative side, all my problems, sufferings, pain, negative emotions, negative habitual tendencies will not grow less, but grow more and more strong. I become more like addicted to these negative things, and then I will create more and more problems for myself, and also create more and more problems for others. And I will go through all this pain and problem and suffering of the, and then there is no guarantee that I will be born as a human being next time. I could be anything. So therefore, you know, it is necessary that I should train. And therefore, it is not right, it's not possible that I don't, you know, I don't try to become better. It is not right, it's not actually possible that I should not train myself. You know, there's every reason that I should train myself and become better. So therefore, when these thoughts come that I'm not capable, I cannot do anything, then I should immediately think that, why not? You know, if I don't have the capacity, do I not have to, you know, cultivate those capacities? I should. So therefore, I must become that. If I cannot become highly trained in this life, that's okay. I will keep on training for life after life, and then I become better and better, and that's necessary. But I should not also think that, okay, this time I'm just going to be lazy and then do lots of useless things and, you know, negative things, and then slowly in lives after life, then I will do it more. That cannot be, because, you know, I don't know whether I have that opportunity next time, you know. So, and I don't know how long will I live in this form. So therefore, when I have this opportunity, this capacity, I should not waste with all my, you know, useless and distracting things, but have to do it, have to train, have to work on that. And then I should not also delay, or, you know, I should not just put things for a very nice day, or, you know, right time, or when I have nothing else to do, because that may not happen. Because life is impermanent, everything changes like this. So therefore, these three lazinesses, you know, is my true mara, true obstacle, true enemy. So therefore, I should recognize this. And if I recognize this, then, you know, even little by little, I should work on this. I should develop a clear, you know, interest, or you know, a liking, or a clear aspiration. You know, yes, I need to do this. I need to train. It's good for me. It's important for me. It's necessary for me. I have to. Now this is how, you know, this is the same thing. This is like, you know, I need to improve myself. So therefore, you know, also if I have to become anything, if I want to achieve anything, you know, even I want to become a better, you know, standard of living in this life, I need to do something, because I need to work on the causes. You know. I can't just, you know, sit there and wish and pray, you know, oh, you know, by the grace of God or by the grace of Buddha, or, please, you know, give me that. Please, I become very successful. I become very, you know, whatever, intelligent. I become very, you know, popular, I become very, you know, rich. You don't become. You need to try to find what are the causes that will bring what I want or what I need to do. And then I need to try to find all different causes and conditions on how to get that, how to get that causes and conditions, you know, accomplish. And if those causes and conditions, if I get them together, then those things will happen without any difficulties. Unless those causes and conditions come together, and if I don't make efforts to make them come together, nothing will happen. So therefore, you know, I need to understand this, and therefore change my attitude. So I stop here after 17, 18, 19. Thank you.